Kevin Jewelers, this is Lisa. How may I help you?
Lisa, I was just on the line with Angie. I don't know if your guys' phones went down or mine did, but I got disconnected.
Oh, okay then. My line's in good. Hang on just one moment.
Yeah.
Hey there, Dustin.
Sorry about that. I was telling you about my boat issues and the phone dropped.
I know, and I was like, what? And then when you called back, we weren't having any connection either. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. It said, like, your call can be completed as dialed. So I was like, I'll give it 10 minutes. I'm sure a customer shouldn't walk in by then, but usually most of the time they do, and then I'd have to call you later.
Right? That's always something.
Yeah.
So what's going on with your boat?
Well, the thing was, last year we were all out on it, and, you know, we have, you've heard of Lake Ontario, I'm sure.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah, so we were, I live in a neighborhood where there's a pond that connects to Lake Ontario. So you could take your boat, go through the channel, and get in the lake. That's what we do because we have a marina in our neighborhood, and we would just keep the boat there. So what we did one day is we got on it, obviously, do a boat day, go out there to anchor. But when you go through the channel, my boat's just, like, too big.
Yeah.
And I turned it off, and I had to push it through the channel, and when I got it out to the lake, it wouldn't start.
So
we had to change the starter on it, and we change it. And me, I get on the boat after I changed it, and then the water's taking in a bunch of engine. The engine's taking in a bunch of water, and it's sinking.
Oh no!
So I had to rip it out quick. By the grace of God, my sister was out there on my jet ski, and I had to tow it back. It was just a big cluster.
Oh, honey, that's terrible.
Yep. So we got some guy coming to look at it, hopefully this week or today. So.
Oh, that's expensive to do. I know how that goes. What size boat is it?
It's a 26-foot chaparral.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a lake boat. It's not like a Florida boat.
No, but that's what it's perfect for the lake. Everything you need.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. But, you know, it's not running, and everyone's expecting it to be ready for the 4th of July because, like, 15 people want to go on it, so I'm, like, scrambling.
Oh, no. No pressure.
Yeah.
Only a few days and a few thousand dollars, and you'll be good, right?
You're telling me.
That's what boat stands for, break out another thousand.
Break out another thousand.
Yeah, we're in the rebuild of the engine because it's one of the diesel engines. We have a 40-foot pace boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the engines overheated, and we wanted to tear it down to make sure, because it would not start at all, and we weren't going to push it. The guy ran it with no gauges.
Yeah.
So we've been doing that, and it's just one thing after another for that. So I think we're going to be about 10 grand into the engine when we're done.
Lovely.
But it's a live aboard, so once it is done, at least we can, you know, take it out and anchor someplace, stay the night. It's got full galley capacity. We've got a beautiful bathroom and the whole nine yards to do something. So
yeah, the price stays cool.
Mm-hmm. We got two air conditioners on board, and it's not like it's that big to have two air conditioners. So, but yeah, getting there is the whole issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
well, you're back today.
Yes, sir. I am back, and I am going to be giving Miss Leslie a call here shortly. Actually, I'm going to throw her a text and see if maybe she responds more to that. Let her know that I got to send this diamond back. I need her to make a decision. She has just ghosted me.
Yeah,
sure
what's going on with that? She was so excited. Now she's not answering?
Yeah, she had. Well, I told you she had that doctor's appointment. I'm not sure if there was health issues involved or something. So that's why I said I'm going to throw her a text and see if, you know, maybe that gets a response other than calling.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to give up on her yet, because she's not normally like that. When she says when she wants something, she wants something.
Or at least have the courtesy to probably tell you, like, hey, I'm uninterested, something popped up. I mean, I'm sure she wouldn't just completely get rid of you.
No, she hasn't normally in the past, but you never know.
Yeah, people don't care nowadays, but what
they
are you going to do?
Don't. I don't know.
How'd the Oval
care.
Go?
Lisa, have you heard anything on the Oval? She hasn't heard anything yet either.
Okay.
Dave's just not here right now, but we'll ask him when he gets back.
Yeah, do that for me. That'd be great.
Absolutely, I will. Anything
all right. Well, shoot me a text or call me if you hear from her.
You bet. I absolutely will. I'll be so ecstatic. All
right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, honey. Uh-huh.
Yep. Bye-bye.